something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? And so while you're holding all that meeting, you've been doing the wrong thing. You excite yourself and be happy for the miracles that you are seeing, but Jesus is not excited. There's a time for everything. Remember when we had the monthly Night of Bliss programs? All right? So that was the purpose. We knew what the purpose was. We had an all-night meeting for healings. And we came here and did all those things. But the time has changed. And God has said to us, this is what I want you to do now. It's wrong for me to turn the meeting into a healing service now. Are you hearing me? He's told us to pray. That's the direction given to us. Listen, I didn't plan to teach you on prayer in all these conventions. But every time I get up here, that's what the Spirit of God tells me to do. And so, I've just chosen to go in that direction. Are you hearing me? So it means that that's what the Spirit of God is talking to us about. We need to know. So it's time for a change. It's time for a change. And if you start praying now, I tell you, the prayers you're going to be praying now, they're not just going to be helping you for the next week and the next 3 weeks. No, you are securing the whole future. You are securing the whole future. And that's why I'm taking it very seriously with you. You are securing the whole future. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to His holy name forever. Amen. Many times you see Paul saying, pray for all saints. That means pray for all Christians everywhere. Many times as I pray for Christians in all the nations of the world. And I get concerned and pray for Christians everywhere. I said that to say this. If we can be expected to pray for Christians everywhere, why should we have difficulty praying for all of our brethren in our churches? That should be easier, isn't it? But you know what? It has nothing to do with being easy or anything, because we are not the ones to answer the prayer. Our responsibility is to tell Him about it, and He answers. And He doesn't have a problem about answering. He doesn't think anything is difficult. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray now. And we will pray for all our pastors. Are you hearing me? A pastor is very important. A pastor is very important. The pastor, you see, his presence with you is not just the presence of a man. There is an office that he stands in. And there are angels of God that are saints on account of that office in that ministry. And so the minister, we are not alone. What we do is not just ordinary. So you got a lot of angels helping. Otherwise, that one pastor can't do everything, but he has spiritual support. That's why it's good to pray for the pastor. When you pray for the pastor, there's an increase in the inspiration. Somebody said, our pastor came to church. He was just talking the half of the message. I didn't understand anything. Maybe there was no anointing. Did you pray for him? Did you pray for him? Did you pray, oh God, today I'm going to learn something. As the pastor speaks, oh, the anointing that's coming out of him will come into my spirit. I'm going to catch everything that is releasing by the Holy Ghost. All the revelation that you're giving to him today, I will receive and I will learn. Did you pray like that? Mm-mm. You just came. You just came to church and sat down. I don't understand what you're saying. No. How can you understand? You didn't prepare to receive. You didn't prepare to understand. You should have prepared. Listen, the minister prepares for the anointing. If he doesn't prepare, the anointing will not come on him. So also should those who are going to receive it prepare for it. Otherwise, they will not know the time of their visitation. I pray to God from time to time. I don't want to miss the time of my visitation. I want to be able to hear God in a baby. I want to be able to hear God in a bird. I want to be able to hear God in anything. However he chooses to speak to me, I'd like to hear God. I don't want to miss the time of my visitation. Because he doesn't have to show up in the way that you're accustomed to. Hallelujah. So pray now. Pray for the pastors. When you pray for the pastors, pray about their ministering God's word as they preach God's word and teach God's word, you know, for the anointing of God's spirit, that they be given utterance in the Holy Ghost and that they also have revelation of God's word, revelation of Christ. You understand? You pray for them like that. And also pray for their protection in their going out and in their coming in. Pray for their families. Are you hearing me? And then I would like you to pray for all our leaders. You pray for them in the same way. Pray that everywhere they go, they'll be able to represent Christ, irrespective of the pressures, irrespective of the problems that they may face, and that they all be delivered from wicked and unreasonable men. Are you hearing me? And pray for more doors to be opened unto us in ministry. Pray for the secondary schools in Nigeria, throughout this country. Pray for the move of the Holy Ghost into the secondary schools. Are you hearing me? And don't only pray about that particular one today. Keep praying about it until there's a flow of God's power into the schools. Something has to happen in those schools. Are you hearing me? I began preaching in the secondary school. I began preaching to large crowds in the secondary school. I began ministering to the sick while I was in the secondary school. So I know what more they could do. But sadly, we have a lot of terrible things happening there. But I believe God has people. And we're going to pray for that the young guys, the young boys and girls that are in secondary school, that the Holy Ghost will give them utterance. Utterance. The anointing will come on them. And they will do the impossible and shake their generation. Are you ready to pray? Go ahead and pray now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for teaching us the word of God. I pray for your children tonight. Thank you because your hand rests mightily upon each one of them. That your blessing rests upon their homes. Your presence will remain in their lives. And everywhere they go, they are protected by God. Tonight they've given their offerings. Some have sown special seeds. I proclaim a multiplied harvest. For they are given in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Grant them their heart's desires. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Father, we thank you. We worship you. We rejoice in your presence. Thank you for answering our prayers tonight. Thank you, Lord, that the various areas that we touched in our prayers, the anointing has gone forth, performing miracles, giving protection. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Thank you, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Tamale. Christ Embassy Tamale, Shisho Branch at Shisho Highway Junction on the Nyankpala Road, and CE Tamale Town Center Branch located inside the Tamale Cultural Center beside the police park. Worship with us at Shisho Branch on Sunday, 7 a.m., Tuesdays, 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 6:30 p.m., and at Town Center Branch on Sundays, 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m., and Fridays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 055-792-3172 or send a mail to lwtransmissions@level360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, the priestly ministry of a believer.
Hallelujah.
Philippians chapter number 2, I want to read to you from verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Hallelujah. It says, it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Let me read to you from the NET translation. He says, for the one bringing forth in you both the desire and the effort for the sake of his good pleasure is God. the desire, and the effort to accomplish comes from God. Hallelujah. The desire and the effort both come from God. He says it is God which works in you both to will and to do. In other words, God makes you willing and also prepares you to do. Incidentally, this is something that not every child of God experiences. Not because God is not doing it, but because they do not know how to take advantage of God's plans and purposes in their lives. He says, it is God who makes you willing and who prepares you, inspires you, enables you, drives you to do. Do you realize that there are a lot of people in the world today, they have good dreams, they have good ideas, they know what to do, but it is not in them to do it. They just don't do it. They would like to do it, but they just don't do it. They don't know why they don't do it. They have great ideas, beautiful ideas, but it just doesn't work within them to accomplish it. Then somebody else who's not as smart as they are gets the idea and does it. And then they say, but I knew about it. I thought about it. I could have done it. Why didn't you do it then? Well, I don't know. And so week after week, month after month, year after year, they just watch those who were not as intelligent as themselves, those who were not as smart as themselves, those who were not even as educated as themselves, go beyond them, go ahead of them, and become very successful and prosperous and influential. And they become maybe even bitter. They become sad, unhappy. So they wonder, is there anything wrong with me? Maybe God didn't help me. Maybe some are so unaware of their situation that they will blame everybody else and everything else except themselves. You have a good idea, a smart idea, but you just can't get yourself together enough to do it. So you say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You might even write it down and say, oh, what a wonderful idea, but it still doesn't come out. You might even be the leader of a group, maybe a fellowship, a church, and then you say, we need to get a new venue. You just never get it. 2 years have gone by, and you just never get it. I'm going to study this book. You just don't study it. You have it with you, but you will not study it. And then somebody starts quoting from the same book. And you say, I got a book. That you have it doesn't mean you know it. You can have the book and not know what's inside. Hallelujah. All right, maybe in the Bible, I'm going to study the book of Romans. I think I really need to study the book of Romans. Well, you said that 2 years ago. You didn't do it. Last year, you said the same thing. You still didn't do it. And it's 6 months now into the present year, the current year, and you haven't done it. And it doesn't look like you're about to do it. Why do we dream and not fulfill our dreams? Why do we have ideas and not carry them out? If we only did those things that came into our hearts, we would be extraordinary. If we only did, but we don't. So why? Many of us don't. So what's the problem? I'm really this week I'm going to fast and I'm going to pray and I'm going, and before the week gets to the middle of it, you've already eaten so much you can't even think of fasting. Hallelujah. I'm really going to be praying now from 10 minutes to 30 minutes every day. 5 minutes, you're done. Why do we have ideas, good ideas, and we don't carry them out? Somebody said, well, maybe they're good ideas and they're not God ideas. Okay, but what about the God ideas you had? You still didn't do them. So why? You said you were going to have a shop. It's 5 years now. Where is your shop? Well, if I had the money, you did. No, I never got it. You did. No, you did. No, I didn't. I knew how much I wanted. I'm telling you, you did. Sit down and count. So, why do we have visions that never come to fruition and just watch others go beyond us and become so great with our ideas? Our own ideas. We thought the ideas were for us. How come somebody else used those ideas and became so great, and here we are? We just read a scripture. He said, it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do. He works in you to will and to do. Many of us have never meditated on that verse. Some have never understood it. Hallelujah. All right. Let's begin to look at some scriptures. Turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32. Jeremiah chapter number 32, I'll read to you verse 37. Behold, I will gather them out of foreign countries, whither I have driven them in my anger and in my fury and in great wrath, and I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safe. I will cause them to dwell safely. Did you see that? There is a doing from God's part. And they shall be my people, and I'll be their God. Hallelujah. All right, now while we're thinking about this, let's begin to look at some of the scriptures. First Kings. Chapter 8. I want you to notice this prayer here from verse 54. And it was so that when Solomon had made an end of praying all this prayer in supplication unto the Lord, he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven, and he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, Blessed be the Lord that had given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. They had not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant. The Lord our God be with us, as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us, nor forsake us. What a prayer. Verse 58, that he may incline our hearts unto him. That's the part I want you to see. Verse 58, that he may incline our hearts unto him to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, which he commanded our fathers.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Tamale, CE Tamale Shisho Branch at Shisho Highway Junction on the Agbala Road, and CE Tamale Town Center Branch located inside the Tamale Cultural Center beside the Police Park. Worship with us at Shisho Branch on Sundays 7 a.m., Tuesdays 6 p.m., and Saturdays 6:30 p.m. and at Town Center Branch on Sundays 9 a.m., Wednesdays 6 p.m. and Fridays 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 055-792-3172 or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com.